Pete Offender. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Glad to have you back. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. Broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, with Lance in the house today, I couldn't resist but bring this to you. National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Lance, you going to create your own ice cream today?
Oh, absolutely.
I figured that would be perfect for you, buddy. I can always find a good way to start the morning off.
I'm going to have some Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road. Okay, there we go. That one works. Speaking of a way to start the day, how about President Obama ready to ask the Congress for $2 billion to toughen up border control? Just a thought here. I am wondering if Speaker Boehner is going to use his phone and his pen to reject that idea from the president. Just saying. I found it very interesting looking yesterday. You may have found this interest as well. When the president came out and said that he's going to have his staff look for the ways that he can shore up the border under his own authority. Now, maybe I'm missing something, but I think he's been in the office for almost 6 years. Is there a reason that he didn't do this 6 years ago? Just a question that popped into one simple man's mind here. Speaking of shoring up, how about the Supreme Court yesterday coming out pretty busy with their opinions yesterday, 5-4 on both counts, that Americans don't surrender their freedom when they open a family business. They came out with this ruling in favor of Hobby Lobby. Now, I suggest to you, I've shared this with you many, many times before, politicians do not care about solving problems. They care about giving the impression that they're doing something. Solving the problem is just a byproduct. If that happens, generally, my experience with politicians, if they solve the problem, it was just by accident. But in this particular case, you're really wondering. I heard a lot of news coverage about this, about the war on women. And again, my opinion, the left does not care about halting the war on women. They just want to get the men into the war as well. They want both sides. They want an equal opportunity battle against everybody. Why is it that the left feels that women need to have the government tell a company what services to provide? We've already got a solution for that. We don't have to go to work for Hobby Lobby if we don't like the fact that they're closed on Sunday. We don't have to go to work for Hobby Lobby if we don't like the fact that they don't want to provide certain medical benefits. We can go wherever we want to. We have that opportunity. And in another one of those 5-4 decisions from the Supreme Court, this one really struck me. It struck a nerve in my household, as I've shared with you. First-hand experience of special needs kids. Well, how about the state of Illinois telling a mother who gets benefits for staying home to take care of her special needs child? The state of Illinois said she is now a public employee and had to join the union so that they could steal some of her money, money that the state had allocated for the care of her son. They wanted to steal it and give it to the public unions. Just baffles me. Now, here's the step further on that one. Now, thank goodness the Supreme Court turned that one down as well. But when the SEIU went to this lady's house, knowing that she was staying home, taking care of her special needs child, what the issues were of the special needs child, where is the privacy there? Just amazing how so many of these areas, and the thing that really shocked me more, that was a 5-4 decision. How could four of the justices say that mom staying home to take care of a child has to be unionized? Really? I would just say,
this is ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Moving right along. I got to get off my soapbox this morning. I may end up getting myself in serious trouble. But I won't apologize, nor will the president, because he said he's not going to apologize for bypassing Congress, even though we got the Supreme Court saying 9-0 that he's going over his existing powers. 9-0. We don't get people in Washington to agree on anything, yet they did on that one. That's kind of surprising. More timely for our discussion this morning, I saw this story this morning. The worst car theft cities in America. Are you ready for this one? The worst in America. I think that when I look down the list, 9 out of 10 of them, we win. We are in California. 9 out of the top 10 worst cities for car thefts are here in California. Now, I don't know why in the world a car thief would go to Bakersfield to steal a car. Of all places, I wouldn't go to, I really don't enjoy going to Bakersfield for much of anything. Bakersfield, Fresno, Modesto, the top three. Oh, moving right along. But, you know, we're going to talk about theft a lot on today's broadcast. We're going to chat with Tara Harris about houses, though. Maybe not so much. Maybe we need some of these great security systems for the cars as well, being that we're seeing California is so proficient at attracting car thieves. Maybe we could work on the same philosophy, and maybe we could attract companies like Toyota. They went to Texas. Or Sony. They went to Vancouver. We could use some of those businesses coming here instead of just the car thieves. Moving right along. Let's get to something more exciting. Let's talk about one of my favorite cities in Southern California, La Quinta, California. Rob Zwemer sent us in the featured home today. Now, once again, I will share with you, do not text 51341 to 79564. Because if you text that, you could be subject to getting an auto citation, a traffic ticket. Police officers don't like it when you text 51341 to 79564. But if you were to do that, you would get all the details about this home. I'm just looking at the pool. I mean, I could handle staying in this pool yard forever, but it overlooks the 13th and 14th fairway of the Arnold Palmer Signature Course out there in La Quinta. If you are a golfer, might be a nice place to go for the weekend, maybe a weekend getaway. You could even connect with our friend Mark Parnell. He might help you with this property. That's a $995,000 property. Maybe you can get away for 3 or 4 weeks a year to this property, but Mark can show you how to make it happen through his services in conjunction with Rob Zwemer in getting it for free. For free. Maybe you'd even get paid to stay there. I like those ideas. My middle name is Free. But again, don't text 51341 to 79564 while you're driving. It could get you in trouble, but it'll also get you all the details on this great, I think it's a three-bedroom house, single-story, four bathrooms, dining room, family room, swimming pool, great room, golf course view, the whole nine yards. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what are the chances your house getting burglarized? Someone ripping you off. And mistake might cost his children $400,000. Think about that one. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Anything I talk about, feel free to tweet me at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team is thrilled to have helped Southern California save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Siegel Lending Team, even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home is only worth $150,000, Siegel Lending Team may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 4.99%, give us a call today at 800-306-1990. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.99% or you owe more than your home is worth, call Siegel Lending Team. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com, that's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment comes to you with a math problem today. It's brought to you by that down payment assistance program. The math problem is very, very simple because I am a simple guy. FHA requires that 3.5% down payment. You can get a 3% down payment assistance. 3.5 minus 3, pretty simple for me. It's a half. Now, if you take that half percent, apply it to that $400,000 first home, $2,000 down payment after the assistance. Find a great real estate agent. They might be able to help with structuring an offer to get closing costs assistance as well. But think about that. We are in wedding season. We are in graduation season. That's probably just about over. But an Apple MacBook Pro probably costs $2,000, $2,500. New house, $2,000 with that down payment assistance. Think about it. Which one's going to last longer? Which one's going to appreciate? Which one's going to depreciate? And the story for this morning, or the information from this morning, comes out from the National Association of Realtors. Their report from Monday, pending home sales surged in May. We hear from a lot of real estate agents, real estate brokers, that they're seeing properties staying on the market longer. Yet the National Association of Realtors, albeit I would suggest, don't know this to be fact, my opinion is their advice probably has some bias in it. They're looking to sell houses. That's what they do. They're a great lobbying organization. But their pending home sales index measures contract signings as an indicator of future sales, jumped 6.1% month over month. It was the largest one-month increase since April of 2010, and we know why that one was. It was because of the first-time home buyer's tax credit. So good news in the real estate market, pending home sales, again, up, which means that existing home sales, which is the lagging indicator, will be good news down the road. We already know some of those things, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with our employment numbers. I don't know if they're coming out at the end on Friday. They usually come out the first Friday of the month. With the markets being closed for the holiday, we may not see some of those numbers as early as we generally do. But that is the real-time real estate segment again today, brought to you by that down payment assistance program. If you want down payment assistance, it's easy. You know the routine. Call 800-306-1990, or you can reach me and I'll put you in touch with the team. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We get into our conversation this morning, Tara Harris, Level 2 Automation. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio with us. You guys hit a milestone with your automation yesterday. I just heard it. I didn't even know that one. Tell us about this milestone.
As of yesterday, we have 1,000 happy customers in contract.
Wow. So what is it? What does Level 2 Automation do?
We are a home security and automation company. We install security systems that are also capable of automating your home. So where automation used to be extremely expensive, now you can open a garage door, turn down your thermostat remotely from your phone for a few dollars a month.
That's pretty interesting, especially with some of the areas where we're broadcasting, and it gets pretty hot in some of these areas. You know, we're just talking about that featured home in La Quinta, where it's probably going to be, I don't know, 175 degrees or something out there today. It gets pretty warm. So I can actually turn on my air conditioner from – how far away could I do that from?
Anywhere. So you have a app that you download to your phone or tablet, and then it is 105 degrees today and I'm headed home from work. I can push a button and turn my thermostat down and start cooling my home before I get there.
That sounds pretty cool. That sounds like something out of Star Wars for the rich and famous.
But it's not for the rich and famous anymore. Now it's, you know, somewhere between $42 and $62 a month.
$42 to $60, that's pretty cheap.
It is, yeah. So instead of that security system that you used to set, you know, once every few months when you went on vacation, paid $40 a month for, now you have all these other features that you can use all the time.
So can I actually turn off the lights when my kids forget to and they leave home?
Absolutely. You can unlock a door for a child who forgets their key. There's a ton of different functions.
Boy, as a closet, well, maybe I'm not in the closet, but a tech nerd, this sounds like fun for me, is I can actually, because I don't know, Lance, I know you're another techie guy. I never see you anywhere without your phone.
I try not to be.
Right? I mean, my kids I think they might leave their shoes at home, but they're not going to leave their phone at home.
Absolutely.
Right? So we can unlock the door. We don't need to carry around car keys.
Right, right. And the cool thing about these packages is they're customized to your interest or your needs. Some people are really into energy efficiency and love the thermostat option. Other people are, you know, more concerned about their children at home. You can actually look at a camera. So we have indoor cameras where you can see an image of what's happening inside your home.
That sounds pretty interesting as well, because if being one that does travel a little bit to various studios, I know what I did as a kid.
Right.
And I'm sure that my kids have learned new tricks that I didn't know.
Right. Yeah, there are no secrets now with this type of system.
So I'll know if they didn't invite me to the party that they're having on Friday night.
Exactly.
Well, the great thing about it, too, is we're all so busy that we probably walk out of the door sometimes. I mean, I think it's a great feature, and we forget to turn off a light or set the air. Now you can do it from your phone.
Right.
Dude, so what kind of technology needs to be? I mean, the app seem. I mean, we get an app for 99 cents nowadays, so you know, I don't know that part of it, but what do we need to do to the house? I mean, there's got to be some sort of a receiver at the house to do the lights, right, or the air conditioner?
No, basically how it works is the alarm panel itself has what's called the cell unit in it. It acts like a phone, like your cell phone. So it's completely self-contained. You don't need a home phone line anymore. All you need is one power outlet to plug the panel into, and then everything else is wireless, and it works on radio frequency.
Wow, that's pretty – so is this one of the systems that – a friend of ours has an app on their iPad that they change their TV stations with.
It's similar to that. We don't change TV stations at this point, but I can have what's called an appliance module where I plug something into that module and I can turn whatever that is off. I can cut the power to that item.
Interesting. It's changing the world. I many years ago, I'm dating myself, but I had an alarm system put into one of the houses I owned, and the, you know, one of the things they wanted to do, I wanted the alarm system to be on the telephone box, mm-hmm. right? And the provider said to me, you know, why do you really want that on there? We'd rather catch the guys. And my comment was, I don't want to catch somebody. I want to scare them away.
Right.
So, I mean, is that part of the technology, the idea of deterrence as much as anything else? I mean, do you have signs that are going to tell people this house is protected by some sort of security?
Correct. And it's actually proven that homes with security systems are broken into less. And I don't know if there's any science behind it, but I would say it's probably because of those signs. You know, when you have a security system installed, a sign is put at the front and back door that says this home is protected. And I think that deterrent in itself, you know, makes a huge difference.
Absolutely, because, you know, the whole bottom line is we, you know, I want the crooks to be caught, but I think many of us will say, I'd like the crook to be caught somewhere else.
Right.
Right? I don't want them in my house. I don't want them disturbing my family.
Right.
You know, and so if we can deter them however it is, now if they're strong-willed and are willing to bypass the sign, you know, the next step, does the system connect with me, or does it connect to the police station, or how does it connect?
It's monitored. So any good security system is monitored by a monitoring company. We choose to partner with Monitronics, and they are an award-winning monitoring company. So basically, the system calls through that cell unit that I described earlier. It calls the monitoring station. The monitoring station responds accordingly. The cool thing is that the panel has a speaker in it as well. So if you're in the house and you accidentally set off the alarm, the monitoring station comes across that speaker and asks who is in the home, and you can verify that it is you and you set it off, or if they hear a disturbance, they're going to call the police department.
Interesting. So, but you always wonder if you hear something like that, if it comes a speaker across the house, obviously that might scare somebody out of the house.
Right. And there are a lot of things that will probably scare someone out of the house. As soon as they open a door or get in front of a motion detector, the alarm's going to start making an audible, you know, a noise. And so that deterrent in itself should hopefully get them to leave.
So what is a, you know, a starter system, if we're looking at that $400,000 house on the down payment assistance program we talked about? What would a starter system, you know, just something, maybe, you know, one motion detector and the automation? I mean, what are we looking at budget-wise?
You're not looking at much. So basically, we start a package with the front door, back door, and garage access door coverage. You want to make sure all your entry points are covered. And then we add some motion detectors, and then whatever is of interest to that person, be it a thermostat, a camera, et cetera, that base package is included with the contract. So there's no down payment for equipment. There's only an activation fee of $99 to $199. And then the monthly contract, which, like I said, is $42 to $62 per month.
That's amazingly reasonable. I mean, boy, that's for that kind of money. And I would suggest, and we'll talk about this when we get back, but wouldn't surprise me if, you know, that kind of money you save just on your homeowner's insurance. We'll chat about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more about that home automation security system. We're also going to talk about some ways to cut the cost of your mortgage payment and a simple mistake that cost a gentleman's family $400,000. Don't want you to make that mistake. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Join our conversation. It's always going on Facebook, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,985. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.75% APR, 4.812% of that payment could support a $375,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,985 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's $61,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. That's siegellendingteam.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team and the Benjamin Franklin Program. I know most people don't know, have never heard of the Benjamin Franklin Program. Increase your interest rate to lower your payment. Who cares what the interest rate is? What's important is how many Benjamin Franklins have to come out of your pocket every month to make that payment work. So here's some ways to cut the cost from your mortgage brought to you by the team. Now, the bottom line here is if you don't have 20% down to buy a house, don't worry about it. You really don't need to have 20% down. There are many, many programs that will allow you to buy a house with anywhere from zero down payment. Yes, there are zero down payment programs out there, not just for the veterans, but thank goodness we do have the veterans programs. And don't forget, if you know a great veteran who wants a free house, mbelinks.com/hero. They can fill out the form there, and maybe they'll qualify for a free house in Lake Elsinore. Just saying. But 20% down was the basic rule of thumb. Under 20%, there's some sort of mortgage insurance needed, some kind. Now, you can't avoid that by doing the old 80% down with a 10% second mortgage or home equity line of credit. That is still available from lenders that know what they're doing. You also have lender-paid mortgage insurance, private mortgage insurance. There are various ways of doing this. You can also go in as a last resort, and I would never, ever say that any loan program is bad. There are bad applications of loan programs. But how about a lender-paid? How about FHA, the FHA loan? Still a great loan for the right person. It does have some expenses involved in it. But for the right people, it is a good loan. If you have somebody that is really, really nice and they like you a lot, like Lance here, you can get a gift of equity. He can give you the equity in his house, and you can buy the house from him with that nice gift from him. We've got those military perks.
Refinance my apartment.
There you go. Got it all, Lance. You can give the Jeff equity from your landlord, right?
There we go.
Give his equity away. But there, there are many, many ways. The bottom line here is very, very simple. I have shared this with you multiple times. You need to have a household board of directors. It doesn't matter to me if you're 25 years old or 105 years old. You should have a household board of directors that consists of a tax purse professional, CPA maybe, insurance person, real estate professional, mortgage professional, all of these different people that affect our lives on a day-to-day basis, estate planning attorneys. These are all people that affect your life. You don't need to have every answer. What I want you to have more is questions than answers. And then simply call 800-306-1990 with those questions. And if our team does not know the answer, and I don't say that we know the answer to everything, I certainly would never be that presumptuous, but I bet I can find somebody that does have the answer. That's what's important here. That's what we want you to know. That's what we want you to just focus on a regular basis. That is the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you again by the Siegel Lending Team. Moving back to our discussion, just fascinates me because, like I've shared many times, I am a tech nerd. I go back way back when a computer was a full room. I was programming back in the dark days of the key punch cards, which many people have never even heard of. Lance probably doesn't even know what a key punch card is.
I know what a Commodore is.
That was like three generations later, Lance. Yeah, that's about three generations after the key punch. But we're talking with Tara Harris this morning from Level 2 Automation, and it's just fascinating me the things that we can now do with our homes, Tara. It's just amazing what you've shared with us, and all at such a reasonable price.
Yes, like I said, home automation used to be a high-end item.
Rich and famous.
Right, exactly. And now there's a way to make your home security system do so much more. And, you know, you used to have a home security system and you're almost betting against yourself. You know, you're spending $30 a month in case your house gets broken into, and sort of wasted money if, of course, the bad thing doesn't happen, right? So now you spend a few dollars more and you have the system that you can use for a bunch of different things. As you said, kind of cool things, things that suit your interests. One of the great parts of the system is that it doesn't have to only work as an alarm. So you can set it up to text you or send you what are called alerts via rules you set up yourself when things don't happen as well. So if I have my alarm set and I expect my daughter to be home from school every day at 3, if she doesn't unset the alarm at 3 o'clock, I get a text message that says, hey, no, you know, basically nobody's home yet, and that alerts me to what's going on. So it functions even when it's not an alarm activation.
You know, as a parent, you know, and as working parents nowadays, those are some great features because we're all concerned about our kids. I mean, we send out the text message, and unfortunately, in so many areas of our society now, we're, you know, it used to be in my day, and I'm probably older than you two, but you know, it used to be when the streetlights go on, you go home,
right?
That's
exactly.
That's the old guy in me. Now I don't even want my son to go out on his bike unless I can see where he's at. It's a shame, but that's kind of the way it is nowadays.
Right. And on the other hand, we are all busy. And so having a function like that where I have a reminder at a certain time, that helps a ton.
It probably lets you focus more on your work. So obviously you can be more productive because you're not sitting there at 3 o'clock starting to say, well, is she home, isn't she home,
right,
or what's going on?
Puts you at ease, absolutely.
Here's an interesting concept, and I don't even know if this is part of the systems that you do because you are so much into the security sense. I would just love to have it so I can turn off my kids, I don't even know what you call it, the machine where they play the games.
Xbox.
Thanks, Lance. Yeah, turn off his Xbox after so much time. I mean, that would...
you could, because if you plugged it into an appliance module, I can push a button and cut the power to that item. So,
you're done, Johnny.
There you go. That's it. The end. Time's up.
Mitchell, go back and do your homework. You're supposed to be doing that now. You're not supposed to be playing Xbox.
Right, exactly.
How long does it take to install a system like this? I mean, it's so technological. It seems like it would be really challenging.
It's not. We have some great technicians who've been doing this for a long time, but even so, everything is very advanced now. So you have all wireless components, and basically You're taking a sensor, pulling the magnet off, sending a signal, and that learns into the system. So it's a very simple installation, somewhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on what components you use.
That's fascinating to me. I mean, it's and you can unlock the front door with that?
Yes. Yeah, so if you choose the lock component, basically a deadbolt lock is installed. It has a keypad on it. And so you can give out codes instead of keys if you choose to. That way your child can never lose their key or your housekeeper doesn't have a key to your house, that kind of thing. And then you can remotely open or unlock and lock that lock from your phone.
It just baffles me. Now, what about growth? I mean, if obviously technology is outdated generally as soon as we get it.
Right.
Is this something where I could start off with that basic package that you talked about earlier? And then grow into something more sophisticated as my budget allows?
Absolutely. You can add on equipment at any time throughout the period of your contract and even after your contract expires. You just call us back and we can let you know what new technology is out there and then come out and install it for you.
So I would assume based on being a technology company, you're probably going to keep me updated on what's new and the latest and greatest as time goes also.
We do. Actually, every 6 months or so, we send out some information via email just letting you know the new products that are out there.
Just amazes me where you can go with so many of these things. I always wonder, you know, as we listen more and more throughout the country and these different issues that are going on, you hear about, you know, I just watched a story yesterday while I was in my desk about, you know, with this minimum wage at McDonald's that they're going to start automating, you know, the window so they won't have a person there.
Right.
You know, you've got something like this that's so automated, but then again, the other side of it is it still takes the human brain to come up with the technology behind this, the installation.
Right.
I mean, we have no – it's almost like, again, dating myself, the Jetsons.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's so fascinating where we could go and what we could do with technology. Like, again, it goes from when we were talking about this, that it used to be something that was thousands and thousands of dollars. And now, you know, I would say that I've heard some insurance companies, and I'm not in the insurance business, but they'll give you like a 5, 10% discount if you've got an alarm system.
Yeah, we've seen up to 20% actually. Wow. So that saves you quite a bit. And covers some of your monthly that you're paying for the security system.
So if we're looking at a 20% discount on a $1,000 policy, that's going to more than cover the installation costs.
Right.
I mean, it's not even close.
Right.
That just amazes me that how much we can do. So in a package, so I don't even have to, because I hear a lot of people saying that they don't have a phone line. Do I need to have a hard line anymore?
No. And you actually don't want to put a security system through your phone line. Phone lines fail. Phone lines can be cut. If I'm savvy enough and I'm a burglar, I know phone lines can be cut. So you want this self-contained system.
So do I have to have a separate cell phone then?
No. It's like I said, it's a chip in the panel that acts as a cell phone.
Incredible.
This sounds incredible to me. We've got to hear more about this. We might even hear some ideas. If you are a real estate professional, how could you possibly use this system to get more business? I'm going to share that with y'all. No, you're not going to be spying on your clients. I'm not even going there. That's for the NSA. That's not for us. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, one man's mistake cost his kids $400,000. We're going to chat about that and more. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Tweet me if you've got questions, or if you want to meet Tara Harris, you just have to let me know. I'll put you in touch. Stay tuned for Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team is thrilled to have helped Southern California save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Siegel Lending Team, even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home is only worth $150,000, Siegel Lending Team may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving.
Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-306-1990. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99% or you owe more than your home is worth, call Siegel Lending Team. Call Siegel Lending Team today at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender licensed under NMLS 6066 and 217037.
Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Are you ready to purchase your first home? Did you lose your home during the recent economic downturn? You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Yes, there are qualifications. However, most counties in Southern California are included. You simply need to submit your application to the Siegel Lending Team, get your pre-approval letter, go shopping, and start packing. Contact the Siegel Lending Team at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or www.siegellendingteam.com. You might qualify for a free $15,000 grant toward a purchase of your new home. Again, apply for your free $15,000 at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or www.SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com.
Siegel Lending Team is thrilled to have helped Southern California save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Siegel Lending Team, even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home is only worth $150,000, Siegel Lending Team may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-306-1990. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99% or you owe more than your home is worth, call Siegel Lending Team. Call Siegel Lending Team today at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or go to SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender licensed under NMLS 6066 and 217037.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You live in America, you've got a credit report, and it's wrong. Those are just the facts of life. Every one of them are wrong, in my opinion. I've yet to see an accurate one. I've been looking at them for way longer than I care to admit. But even yesterday, I saw a credit report where the lady had an 828 credit score. It's almost a perfect score. And I saw four errors on her report. Perfect score with errors. So just amazing that that is still there. CreditSanitizer.com. Now, here's the secret that is just between you and me. Don't tell anybody because the folks over at Credit Sanitizer don't know I'm going to say this right here, right now. If you go and get signed up with Credit Sanitizer today, or actually do it by the end of the weekend, Get signed up with them. Get your credit scores enhanced. I will tell them to give you $250 towards the closing of your next loan program when you go to the Siegel Lending Team. $250 for you. Don't tell them I said they're going to pay it, but they'll do it. They like me. Somebody has to. So think about this one here, and it is a sad story, but it is one of those reasons that I share with you on a regular basis. Make sure that you have a household board of directors. Mr. Leonard Smith lost his battle with cancer in 2008. He worked with his financial advisors and attorneys to make sure his children received the balance of his retirement funds when he died. A single mistake thwarted his well-laid plans. Family members realized a year after he died that his IRA beneficiary form was filled out incorrectly. Instead of specifically listing the names of his children along with the percentages designated to each heir, Smith wrote, to be distributed pursuant to my last will and testament, where the disbursement of funds was spelled out. So instead of $400,000 going to the kids, the money went to his wife of 1 month. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that? A lifetime of work and not following the rules. Now, I did have a conversation over lunch last week with an attorney, and she was sharing with me new guidelines that are coming out, or a new Supreme Court ruling that changed the way your estate is treated, way IRA funds are treated in an estate. So if you haven't had your trust reviewed recently, a new Supreme Court ruling does have an effect on the way IRA earnings are dealt with. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice. I can give you the advice on saying, if you have a trust, and you should, if you have an IRA that is in there or a 401k, make sure that you've talked to your attorney recently to see if the new Supreme Court ruling on insolvency has anything to do with you or your family. Just saying. Now, going back to our conversation on a more pleasant topic, speaking this morning with Tara Harris in studio this morning, Level 2 Automation, Lance Indies, repeat offender from Prominent Escrow in the studio with us. I'm glad that, Lance, it's great that you bring us these great guests, great topics, so we can chat about them on a regular basis.
Hey, I'm happy to bring it. Tara's a great person. So
it's great to, really, really glad that you're sharing some great information with us. So we're talking this morning about Level 2 Automation. It's basically a security system for your home that give you some peace of mind when you're not there. You have an app for that, so it's a great tool. I always like to say that, Lance. You and I are tech guys. We can deal in that. We've talked about how inexpensive this system really is. That is just baffles me that, you know, less than a great dinner at the beach, you can have all this peace of mind for your family.
Absolutely. It's very affordable.
And we were chatting during the break. That was a nice segment or a nice conversation. We were talking at the bottom of the hour about the idea that you have a program where you kind of help work in conjunction with real estate professionals.
I do. I'm actually a licensed real estate broker. Real estate is my background. My brother and I formed this security company 8 years ago. But I've kind of now figured out or been working on a way to marry the two industries together because there's a natural partnership
there.
And so what I designed is called our Realtor Partnership Program, where a real estate agent, upon close of escrow for their client, basically gives our system to their client. So what they're giving in their gift is the activation fee, which is normally $99 to $199, and the first 1 to 3 months of service. While the client gets settled into their home, their monthly bill is covered for a few months. Also in that partnership, we co-brand our signs with that real estate agent. So that agent will have their name outside of the home, you know, permanently, and the client will be reminded of this great gift that the agent gave them.
Which is a great concept, because those of us who study real estate as well as are involved in the industry, we understand that the studies basically say that if you've bought a house, there's about 90% of us who buy a house and we're really satisfied or excited with the service we got from our real estate agent. And ironically enough, only 8% go back to the same agent again. And the biggest reason we don't go back is because we forgot them.
Right.
And now you've set that up where I can't forget them because, you know, their picture or however you've branded this sign.
Yeah, it's a name and a logo on a sign. It's a reflective sign that's outside. And, you know, the secured by sign, that deterrent we were talking about earlier. So it stays outside forever. And it's a constant reminder to the client who gave you this system.
And I've seen it. It's fantastic. It actually has the Level 2 Automation information on there. And below it, it also says, like, brought to you by, for example, you know, John Smith, your trusted real estate agent. And we were talking about things in the past, how people, when they close a transaction, sometimes as a closing gift, the buyer's agent will give them a set of knives, like Cutco. You've heard of the company Cutco. and they'll have like a where it says, you know, brought to you by your trusted agent, you know, stay sharp or something like that. This, their home is actually being protected. I mean, it's a constant closing gift that they're always reminded of, which I think is a great, you know, feature.
I think it's wonderful, you know, because we're always talking about this. I'm not a big fan of, you know, going into the yellow pages or going to Google to find your a trusted advisor.
Right.
So if I'm happy with that person, you know, I want to go back to them again. I want to come back to level. I want to tell all my friends that they need to use level 2 automation because of A, B, C, and D.
Right.
Right. That's the whole focus of it. Sharing that. If we do that all day. I mean, I tell people all the time that I went to Medi Kitchen and had a great meal.
Right.
I mean, so it's not like it's something abnormal to me.
Right. And, you know, you develop a bond with your real estate agent. That's a person who knows you and has made a major life decision with you and helped you through that process. Well, then they're going to give you the protection of that gift or of that home that you've purchased. And I just feel like the two things go together.
Well, I like the idea. I mean, I shared this. I had a young couple call me this past week, and they're buying their first house. They just got married like 3 months ago. They're buying their first house. He's an engineer. I don't know what she does, but typical of engineers, he's got about 700 questions per hour.
Right.
And he's apologizing to me about that. And I shared with them that in the real, as what we do, you know, being a radio host, you as in doing the level 2 automation, your real estate company, Lance, you as well. One of the best things that gives me chills every time I talk about it is when we're able to help a couple buy their first house.
Right.
I mean, It's awesome being able to do that. It's awesome being part of that and realizing that, you know, these are life-changing events. And to take that the next step and be able to not only help this couple get a new house, but also, you know, give him a sense of security that his wife is safe and secure. And I don't mean to be sexist. I think I call it chauvinist.
Right.
Right? You know, I chivalry, I guess, is the right term. You know, I don't apologize for the fact of opening the door for my wife. I don't apologize for those things. So if I say that I wanted to buy a something like this to protect my family,
absolutely,
it's not a feminist, a derogatory thing. It's because that's what I feel is my responsibility.
Absolutely.
And I love the idea of being able to do it at such a reasonable price. And now with you sharing this idea of the partnership that you have, because I know that we have quite a few real estate agents that listen to us on a regular basis. We bring you a featured home on a regular basis. So
it's a great happy anniversary gift, too. I mean, say, hey, honey, I got us something to keep our house more safe. I mean,
right.
I don't know about that, Lance. I could just tell you this. If I gave that to my wife as an anniversary gift, she might be hitting me with a sign, but we're going to have to give you some coaching here. But I'll be protected.
She'd be on camera if she hits you.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You might be going a little too far there, but a short, quick story. I got myself in real trouble. My first anniversary way back in the 1800s, I got my wife. She didn't get any of the bowls she wanted for in her china set for our anniversary. So I bought them for her for her first anniversary, and boy, oh boy, have I been paying for it ever since. So just giving you a word of the wise, Lance. But a word of the wise also is be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Again, if you want to meet Tara Harris, Level 2 Automation, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with her. Very big thanks to Rick, who's making me sound good today, filling in for Dylan. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Again, if you have any questions, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
This is Financial News and Talk on the Astor Broadcast Station, AM 1450, KFSD, Escondido.